FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
This episode of the Financial Survival Network is brought to you in part by Sandstorm Gold Royalties. Sandstorm Gold Royalties is a different kind of gold company. They purchase royalties on select mining operations and receive a percentage of the revenue in return. Sandstorm now has a portfolio of over 185 gold royalties around the world. See how gold royalties differ from other gold mining investments at sandstormgold.com. That's sandstormgold.com. Sandstorm Gold Royalties trades on the TSX as SSL and on the New York Stock Exchange American as SAND.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is November 19th, 2018. Hey, Thanksgiving coming up this Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you listening. And as always, if you want to be part of the show, just email us, kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, is this the start of a new bear market? Are we going to see lower lows and lower highs? That which certainly would be an indication. Well, not so fast. Nick Santiago, InTheMoneyStocks.com, is with us now to give you his take on things. Nick, welcome back.
Hey, Kerry. Great to be back again. Thank you so much for having me.
Always. So, bear market, bull market, carry on, continue mission. What do we do?
I think we have a correction on our hands, and that's about it. I think we're getting close to the end of the correction. Historically speaking, the markets will put a little bit of a low in. I don't think we're going to make new highs for 2018, but I do think that we probably have seen the lows, or maybe we'll retest it a little bit. But the reality of it is that I don't think we're in a bear market. I don't think we're going to see a bear market. Now, if you ask me that question in 2 years from now, I could have a totally different stance. But generally speaking, you know, the 8 year of the decade, this year in particular, should have been volatile towards the September, October, November time period, and that's where we are. You've had China and the U.S. with a big trade dispute. You have interest rates going higher, and we've had, you know, basically, you know, three or four really hard corrections since the bottom in 2009. So, I mean, this is nothing more than, you know, one of those corrections, but it's starting to get really tempting now to own stocks for me, in particular, because people are starting to get really, really scared and nervous. But I haven't seen enough fear yet to say that this is over. But once I do see the fear, then I do think, you know, we'll get another big rally on our hands. But it's been a great trader's market. I just got done, you know, having the best month I've had in 2 years. So this is, if you're a trader, you know, this is the kind of market you love. I wish it really wouldn't end.
Yeah. So do you think it's just the trade dispute? Europe isn't doing well. What is the underlying cause of this?
It's a lot of causes. There's definitely the trade dispute that is certainly affecting confidence in the market. You have interest rates being raised by the Federal Reserve. That's certainly waning on the market. Europe is a disaster. That's a failed science project anyway. We've talked about that on your program here over the years in length. So we know that that is going to be a failed science project in the next couple of years regardless. You know, you have problems over there right now with Italy, but that's only one problem of many. So, you know, Europe, I mean, I don't know if there's a way out. You also have global debt that is massive, whether it's Japan, the problems have always been there. But, you know, what people don't realize sometimes is that when all these markets are going down and even, you know, emerging markets, whether it's Brazil, whether it's China, whether it's any of these emerging market countries, that's starting to wane and sentiment is starting to really show a lot of negativity. But the U.S. market, people don't realize we have a 21% corporate tax rate here. We have interest rates that are, by historical measures, are still very, very low. These are all positives. You have money flowing into the U.S. dollar. That's telling you, people are saying, hey, I don't want to be in my economy. I want to be in the U.S. economy. And yes, we're getting a correction. We're shaking out a lot of the weak hands. And that's what's taking place right now. But as a trader, what you want to do is you want to look at the charts, see where the institutions are sitting, and that's where you can make, you know, some nice gains on some trades for short-term moves, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8%, and then you get out or you sell off half of them. So, for instance, last week I bought the S&P 500 via the SSO, which is a trading vehicle, leveraged trading vehicle, and I got out of half of my position. Today I got stopped out of the second half break even. So, you know, I was able to make 4% in one day. And, you know, got out of the second half today, break even. So it just, you know, this is the kind of environment you're in. You got to be very, very quick on your toes, and, you know, you got to know what you're doing, and you got to be able to read the charts. The Warren Buffetts of the world, where you buy a stock today and you hold it for 50 years, that's not going to perform too well at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So really, anything could happen here, but you're still pretty optimistic.
I've been buying stocks, and you know, I sell out of half my position, and I let the rest run. And if the second half gets stopped out, so be it. But I bought a lot of bank stocks recently. I haven't really dabbled with much technology, here and there, some quick moves in some tech. But another way of doing it too, if you're a little bit nervous, buy yourself a leap call option. You know, which means you're giving yourself a lot of time on the clock. But I am getting ready to buy Apple. If Apple gets down to 180 today, I'm a buyer. So, you know, this is just some of the things. I mean, this is opportunity galore if you kind of know what you're doing. So there's opportunities out here. When everybody's getting scared, that's when I want to be in the market. When everybody loves the market and they're tripping over themselves to buy stocks, that's when I don't want to be any part of the market on the long side. And right now we're starting to get fear out here. We're starting to see the volatility index remain above 20. And these are the markets, you know, I like, and these are the markets I strive and thrive in.
Hey, so the VIX, there was some good plays in that recently, wasn't there?
Yeah. The VIX has been all over the map. I mean, it's just been one of these markets where, you know, you have to know what you're doing. And if you just go back, and I don't know if you remember, but if you follow my letter, on October, I think it was right around early October. Well, first of all, the market topped on the Equinox. So if you look at the S&P 500, the market topped right on the Equinox, September 20th. And that's often a turning point, not only for the Earth and the season change, but for stocks as well. And that's something that I teach members about. So my members have been already prepared for this. And then right in early October, I said Equinox top should hold and time for caution. And I saw a lot of bearish signals. Now, I'm just the opposite. Now, I love what I'm seeing as far as the bearishness goes. I think we have probably a few more weeks of it potentially to early December. But I do think that, you know, you're getting buying opportunities out here now.
Really? Hey, it's a great contrarian play, isn't it?
It's completely contrarian. I know, you know, you could have 10 guests on here and 9 out of 10 are going to tell you just the opposite, that we've had, you know, a 9-year run and the, you know, bear market's upon us. But I'm going to go the complete 180 of that and say, you know, if we have a correction in our hands, and this is how corrections play out. They don't end in, you know, 3 days.
Right.
They end in, you know, they end in 10 weeks. They end in sometimes a little bit longer period of time. But it takes a little bit, you know, so we're getting there. We're working off the excesses here. I see extreme fear starting, and that's what I look for.
Yeah. So fear and loathing, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So let's take a review of the market. So we know what you think right now as far as the stock market's concerned. What are we looking at for gold now?
So gold right now has been going up just due to fear, right? So it's the ultimate safe haven. You know, as you know, Kerry, I own gold bullion. I own silver bullion. I have for years, since the early 2000s. And I continue to hold that because that's my ultimate insurance policy. If people want to ask me about Bitcoin or stocks or anything, tell them, hey, if God forbid the whole system ever collapsed, I still have gold, and, mm-hmm. and I still feel comfortable having gold. I think it's been the ultimate currency since the beginning of time, and it will ultimately be the ultimate currency till the end of time, if you ask me. Some things under the sun never change. But with that being said, I still believe gold has to go down probably and test the 1145 level before we have a satisfactory right. bottom in place. So I do think ultimately there's going to be more downside. There can be upside. There probably will be a little bit of upside short term, but it's really more to do with fear than anything else.
Right. I gotcha. So that makes some sense. And what about oil? You had said when it hit 75 when we last talked last month, the month before, that it was going to come down. It certainly has come down.
Yeah. So, you know, as you know, I have not been bullish on oil. I still don't see the reason why oil is even, you know, was ever even at 75 or attempting to move up to $80. And like I said, if once oil got to 80, I said short it with both hands. It will be the best short you ever do in your life. And somebody obviously heard me and pulled that trigger a little sooner. But crude has come down sharply. I think down here crude is oversold, so you're due for a short-term bounce. But I don't see crude going up that much. The world is flooded with oil. The U.S. has more energy than they know what to do with. We have, you know, a lot of solar technology now. You have electric cars, hybrid cars. I mean, we're not going to see – I just don't see oil really going to $100. I don't even see it going, like I said, to $80 or even – you know, I think that oil is way, way overdone. Here it's reasonably priced, though, down here at $55, $56, $53. This is where I think oil should be trading, but that's what makes a market. You have extremes on one side and the other side, and then it finally comes and settles somewhere in between. But I think now we're kind of getting to where, you know, we still make paint, we still, you know, make plastic, and all of that requires oil. So, you know, we're at probably a fair price for oil at this stage.
Yeah, I think you're probably correct. Hey, it seemed too high at 75.
Economy not ridiculous. Strong enough. But, you know, Everybody likes to jump on things when they're at mm-hmm. high prices, right? Nobody wants to own things when they're in bargain basement sell-off prices, right? So, correct. You know, when oil was at $26, I kept hearing it was going to 10. You know, I said, no, it's not going to 10. It's going to pop now. And, you know, now it got to an extreme at 75 to 70, 78, 79 bucks, 80 bucks. And now it's back down. So it has to find its equilibrium point. That's just like any market, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen this many times, haven't we?
We have. We certainly have. And we're going to see it again, too. It doesn't, yes. You know, Jesse Livermore, who was considered the world's greatest stock market trader, used to say, the stock market's never changed because human nature doesn't change, mm-hmm. right? So we've had these asset bubbles before. We've had all of, you know, whether it's tulip bulbs or it's housing market in 2006. We've seen this story before. So, mm-hmm. you know, everything gets overdone on one side and then it has to come in and correct. And then, you know, it's like the ocean. Tide goes out, tide comes back in. Same thing with stock prices.
Very true. Very, very true. Hey, nothing new under the sun. And what else are we looking at? What else are you tracking these days?
Well, right now, I am watching Facebook. And one thing I've been watching this stock because it's taken a beating and the sentiment on this is terrible. But I still think it has lower to go. And I'm going to give you guys on your show the level I'm looking to get into Facebook. And it's going to be mm-hmm. around the 116, 117 area. I think that right. stock has lower to go. And this is a stock, Gary, if you look at the chart, I mean, just think about this. In July, it was trading at $218. Now it's at $131. So mm-hmm. it's quite a sell-off, but it still has another 15 points lower to go. And then I think, you know, traders can get this one on sale.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And yeah, the death of Facebook has been greatly exaggerated, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's incredible to see some of the valuations on these stocks. Probably the only fair value stock out there would probably be Apple. Like I said, that gets to down to 180. I'm going to be stepping into that one. But, you know, mm-hmm. I'm watching a lot of these tech names. They're going on sale. And, you know, Facebook at 131, well off the highs of 218. Looks like it's on sale. But that one's still got lower to go. So, I mean, you're going to get some great opportunities out here for trading. You know, I'm not saying to own these things forever and ever. You know, that's not what I do. That's not my style. But, you know, as trades, you get some great, great trading opportunities out here.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So Facebook, anything else? Any of these other fallen angels you think are going to be good?
Oh yeah, there's so many. So the Chinese ADRs, they're going to really do well. Mm-hmm. Alibaba, Baidu, just got to wait for the settlement to come in between President Trump and President Xi Jinping. Once that happens, you're going to see those Chinese markets take off to the upside. So we got a lot of bank stocks right now are actually looking pretty healthy, J.P. Morgan in particular. So there's definitely a lot of equities out here that are looking good. You just got to wait for these falling knives, so to speak, to come into the institutional buy points. And when you do that, you know, there's just great, great plays to be found. You know, we've, like I said, I've had one of my best months in years here just over the last 45 days.
Well, that's amazing. It's great to hear. Hey, so we're really looking at the majority being wrong as usual, right?
Absolutely. It's just a never-ending game. It's just the way it works. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people will tell you that, but that's kind of the way it works.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got, and it's not over yet. I mean, we're going to have a little bit more of this. It's mm-hmm. gone a little, you know, it started around the equinox. And, you know, I think we're getting close to it all, you know, being on, you know, being finished, and we'll start to see some rallies. And then, you know what, we get some good shorting opportunities later on. And a lot of people don't know that, but if you know what you're doing, you can actually make money selling stocks at high levels and mm-hmm. pocketing the difference once they come down and correct. And you know, you give it back. So you
That's
actually,
great.
When you're short an equity, you're actually borrowing a stock, you're selling it at a high price, then you're buying it back at a lower level and you're pocketing the difference. So there's going to be great opportunities that way as well.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Love it. It sounds really good. And it's always good to make money on the upside and the downside, right?
That's right. I mean, that's why, you know, listen, if you own a stock and you're Warren Buffett and you could sit through the pain, like he bought, you know, Goldman Sachs in 2008, I think he paid $125. It went down to $60. He was able to sit in the pocket and withstand the storm. Mm-hmm. The average investor can't do that. And I can't even do that. So that's why we have to be traders.
Yes.
And, you know, you look for the way the institutions will support an equity. That's where you buy it. You look where an institution mm-hmm. is going to sell an equity, and that's where you sell it and where you short mm-hmm. it and try to make money that way. But this is a fantastic, fantastic trading market. I don't think I've been this enthusiastic about a market in years. It's just that good.
Yeah, amazing. It's really amazing, and it's nice to hear someone who's so optimistic. So you think we're not heading for a recession so quick? Interest rates?
No, I don't think there's any recession coming right now. But I'm not going to say that won't be the case a year from now or 2 years from now. But I don't think we're having a recession right now. In fact, you're going to see the Fed will come out. They'll be a little bit more dovish. The Federal mm-hmm. Reserve, they're not going to, you know, they're going to take their foot off the interest rate pedal. I mean, think about it. Since Trump has been elected, how many interest rate hikes we've had? Just about every quarter. So that has happened. And that certainly has taken a lot of steam and a lot of liquidity out of the system. Also, mm-hmm. you have the China deal with the U.S. Once that trade deal is worked out, and there will be a deal worked out, that's coming
yes.
shortly. You know, the G20, I believe, at the end of this month. I don't know if they'll get a deal done there, but I would think it would be somewhat constructive. But I do think by December 6th, December 7th, we have a trade deal in place.
You think so, huh?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you're probably
mark
right about it.
Yeah, we'll mark my words on that one. We'll see if I'm right.
All right. Well, that's cool. Hey, okay. Well, hey, Nick, InTheMoneyStocks.com, best place to find you. What's the latest offerings there?
Absolutely. InTheMoneyStocks.com. We always offer a 7-day free trial to our intraday stock chat room. We had 3 winners in there today. I think we are 30 for 30 in our intraday program
now.
And that's just absolutely on fire.
Thank
our research
you.
Center has just been explosive, Kerry. And I don't ever really come on and tout anything really that much. But
mm-hmm.
we, you know, this is where, you know, you got to remember, we're a company that started in March of 2007. So just think right. about it, you know, a business that starts during the start of a bear market.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is where we made our bones in this business. And again, I'd love to see traders come over, check it out. Tons of free content as well on the blog. And they could also follow my Twitter feed at NickSantiago01. So it's really, we've had a great September, October, actually a great 2018, to be honest. So it's just been amazing. A great year. And they come over, check it out. And if they have any questions, they could always email you or email supported in the money stocks, and we'll be happy to help them.
Oh, very cool. Well, hey, Nick, it's always great to have you on. And any questions for Nick, myself, email address kl@carrylutz.com, Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz, Facebook page Financial Survival Network. I guess we won't get rid of Facebook at this point, not quite so fast. Maybe it's not such a good idea either to stop participating or to sell the stock. And Nick, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a great holiday.
Hey, and yourself.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.